ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरो चैव नरोत्तम देवे सरस्वतीभ्यस्तम् ततोदयमुदीरये नश्च पायेस्तु अभद्रेस्तु निन्त्या भगवतं सेवया भगवतम् उत्तमश्लोके भक्ति भवति नैस्तिके कृष्णाया वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्द नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण आई वेलकम यू टू दिस भागवतम मॉर्निंग क्लास. By the grace of Dharmātmā Prabhu, we want to say a few things. And we are taking the reading this morning from Canto 10, Chapter 3, 15, 17. It's a long Sanskrit word. By your permission, we go through the translation, please. So, translation. The Mahatattva, the total material energy,
17
is on the board.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
So just permit me for that. My eye is so clumsy. The Mahatattva, the total material energy, is undivided, but because of the material modes of material nature, it appeared to separate into earth, fire, air, ether, because of the living energy, Jiva Bhukta, these separated energy combined to make the cosmic manifestation visible. But, in fact, before the creation of the cosmic, the total energy is already present. Therefore, the total material energy never actually entered the creation. Similarly, although you are perceived by our senses because of your presence, you cannot be perceived by the senses nor experienced by the mind or words. Avinamansa Gushra. With our senses, we can perceive some things, but not everything. For example, we can use our eyes to see, but not to taste. Consequently, you are beyond perceptions by the senses. Although in touch with the modes of material nature, you are unaffected by them. You are the prime factor in everything. And in everything, the all-pervading, undivided super soul. For you, therefore, there is no external or internal. You never entered the womb of Devaki. Rather, you existed there already. Srila Prabhupada's purpose. This same understanding is explained by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, Mayatatam Tinaseva 4:94, By me, the unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not perceived through the gross material senses. It is said that the Lord, Sri Krishna's name, form, pastime, etc., cannot be understood by material senses. Only one who is engaged in pure devotional service, under proper guardian, is he revealed, as stated also in Brahma Samhita 5:38, Pramanjana. One can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, always within oneself and outside oneself. If one has developed the transcendental loving attitude towards him, thoughts, for people in general, he is not visible. In the above mentioned verse from Bhagavad Gita, therefore, it is said that although he is all-pervading, everywhere present, he is not conceived by the material senses. But actually, although we cannot see him, everything is resting on him. As discussed in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the entire material cosmic manifestation is only a combination of his two different energy. The superior spiritual energy, the inferior material energy. Just as the sun shining is spread all over the universe, the energy of the Lord is spread all over the creation. And everything is resting on that energy. Yet, one should not conclude that because he is spread all over, he has lost his personal existence. To refute such argument, the Lord says, I am everywhere and everything is in me, but still I am aloof. For example, a king heads a government which is but a manifestation of the king's energy. The different governmental departments are nothing but the energy of the supreme, of the energy of this, of the king. And such department is resting on the king's power. But still, one cannot expect the king to be present in every department personally. That is a cruel example. Similarly, all the manifestation that we see and everything that exists both in this material world and in the spiritual world are resting on the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The creation takes place by the diffusion of different energy. And as stated in Bhagavad Gita, he is everywhere present by his personal representation, the diffusion of his different energies. One may argue that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who creates the whole cosmic manifestation simply by his glance, cannot come within the womb of Devaki, the wife of Vasudeva. To eradicate this argument, Vasudeva said, my dear Lord, it is not very wonderful that you appear within the womb of Devaki. For the creation was also made in that way. You were lying in the causal ocean of Mahavishnu, and by your breathing, innumerable universes come into existence. Then you enter into each of the universe, Garbhadrakasayi Vishnu. Then again you expand yourself as Shirodakasayi Vishnu and enter into the heart of all living entity. And enter even within the atoms. Therefore, your entrance into the womb of Devaki is understandable in the same way. You appear to have entered, but you are simultaneously all-pervading. We can understand your entrance and non-entrance from material example. The total material energy remains intact even after being divided into 16 elements. The material body is nothing but a combination of the 5 gross elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Whenever there is a material body, it appears that such elements are newly created. But actually, the elements are always existing outside of the body. Similarly, although you appear as a child in the womb of Devaki, you are also existing outside. You are always in your abode. But still, you can simultaneously expand yourself into millions of forms. One has to understand your appearance with great intelligence, because the material energy is also emanating from you. You are the original source of the material energy, just as the sun is the source of the sun shining. The sun shining cannot cover the sun globe, nor can the material energy, being an emanation from you, cover you. You appear to be in the three modes of material energy, but actually, the three modes of material energy cannot cover you. This is understood by highly intellectual philosophers. In other words, although you appear to be within the material energy, you are never covered by it. We hear from Vedic version that the Supreme Brahman exhibits his effulgence, and therefore everything is illuminated. We can understand from Brahma Samhita that the Brahma Yogi or the Brahma effulgence emanate from the body of the Supreme Lord. And from the Brahma effulgence, all creation take place. It is further stated in Bhagavad Gita that the Lord is the supporter of the Brahman effulgence. Originally, he is the root cause of everything. But persons who are less intelligent think that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes within this material world, he has set material quality. Such conclusion are not mature, but are made by less intelligence. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Agyananti Miranjasyan Jananjana Shilakaya Chakshu Omita Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Ve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutani Shimanti Kavishenda Swami Tinam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutani Shimakti Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Nivisesha Sunyavadi Viskacha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sade Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. In the Prabhupada there are so many jewels. Srila Prabhupada actually put so many jewels there for us to digest this morning. But we'll try to take some of it so that we can relish those jewels. But before we begin to say a few things, I want to acknowledge my superiors in the audience. Mother Devi Shakti is there. So there are so many superiors both within this room and, you know, listening in the radio, television. So please, there may be some shortcomings. There may be some deficiencies. So pardon me and give me inspiration that I may be more viable for the service of devotees. Hare Krishna. Before we actually begin to pick out this jewel, we want to look at the translation again. Half of the translation, where it's mentioned, you are unaffected by them. You are the prime factor in everything. And the all-pervading, undivided super soul. For you, therefore, there is no external or internal. You never enter the womb of Devaki. Rather, you existed there always. Every year, August, we celebrate Janmashtami, right? Next year, we'll be celebrating Janmashtami on the 30th of August, Janmashtami. And here we are seeing, like a puzzle, that you never existed here. You never entered the womb of Devaki. And Janmashtami means the birth of Krishna. So here we are seeing, we are seeing from the translation that Krishna never entered the womb of Devaki. So how can we, you know, understand this point? How do we digest this point? That Krishna never entered the womb of Devaki, but every year we say Krishna Janmashtami, the birth of Krishna. So how do we digest? So let me hear from your thoughts, because I think that this is required, because Srila Prabhupada said in the purport that only those intellectuals can actually understand this pastime. The title of it, of this, you know, canto is the birth of Krishna. So how do we understand this? Every year we celebrate Janmashtami all over ISKCON, even Vrindavan here. Janmashtami has been celebrated. And here we are seeing from the translation that Krishna never entered the world. So what do we take in? How do we digest this? That Krishna actually did not enter the womb of Devaki. Yes, Prabhu, tell us. Interesting. Okay, thank you. Nice. Okay, anymore? Prabhuji is telling us that Krishna never has sex, right? Is that what you mean? Can you say that again so that others can hear? Interesting. So any other comment, contribution? Okay, thank you. Nice. Can you conclude, Lisi, so that I can benefit your contribution? Thank you. Nice contribution. That was very sweet. So do we get one more contribution before we proceed? Shishi Radha Shama Sunda Kijai. Krishna Balaramji Kijai. Golitai Kijai. One last contribution before we proceed? Okay. It's interesting, Srila Prabhupada said in the purport. We just go through that purport again. In this purport, to make the point more clear, Srila Prabhupada cites two references. He gave two references. He gave Bhagavad Gita, and he stressed on Bhagavad Gita throughout the purpose, and again he stressed on Brahma Samhita to make this, you know, more robust and more understandable. Sometimes we hear people say, my grandson just gave birth to a newborn baby. My son just gave birth to a newborn baby. Or my wife just gave birth to a newborn baby. So the question is, what is actually new? What is new? What is new? The material that the body is made of is all has been in existence for long. Earth, water, fire, ether, and air. They are all in existence for long. So these are the combination which this body is made of. They existed before the baby is come into life. So what is new? So we see that sometimes this mindset is being used to cultivate that baby, and after some time, the baby begins to develop a sense of bodily consciousness. I'm the body. So sometimes we see also, it becomes so paramount that we all are thinking that this body and relation to this body is who I am. But there is a big difference. So these are some of the concepts that we found Srila Prabhupada had given so much wonderful emphasis in it. For instance, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, this verse describes Mahavishnu as a planetary expansion of Krishna. Mahavishnu lies on the causal ocean, and then he exhales millions of Brahmanandas. I don't know if we have this. Okay, sorry. Okay. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not perceivable through the gross material senses. It is said that the Lord, Sri Krishna's name, form, pastime, etc., cannot be understood by material senses. Only to one who is engaged in pure devotional service under proper guardian, he is revealed. Then he draws chapter 5, 38, verse of Bhagavad Gita. One can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, always within oneself and outside oneself, if one has developed transcendental loving attitude towards him. Only by this frame of mind we can actually understand the unique birth of the Lord. We have this understanding that those who are practicing the Vedic injunction, they are devotees. They are the followers of Vishnu, followers of Krishna. And those who are not involved in this transcendental, you know, pastime activities, they are called kamis. The point is here, we are trying to make here, is that Saturday, I was having some discussion with some students, some medical students. Of course, in Mathura, Uttar Pradesh, here we have two universities, which is DLA and Sanskriti. Others are college institution. And most of all these institutions, we have given some different talk here and there. So we are having discussion with this student based on the topic we are addressing. Before then, we are you know, how effect of listening skill, effect of listening skill. So among the problems we give, three problems we give, they all confirm to it that they all have that problem. So the solution we give, well, five solutions we give. The prime, you know, concern was the nomenclature, name. Nomenclature, the name of God. It helped us to be in the presence. So I made them, you know, few times recite this name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Well, a couple of times we recite this name. They all feel some presence of the name. But I said something. I said, but this name will be very helpful if, you know, most of you give up this. you know, about 45 students, I saw there was a lot of ovation. Everybody burst into laughter, so I was shocked. So after the laughter has calmed down, the girls point hands to the girls, then the boys point hands to the boys. So I was asking, what is going on? They say, because we are all guilty of this, and these are medical doctors. So we may say these are, you know, these are, we may refer them to be kami or something because they are not following. But sometimes we also see devotee have some problems. What are the problems? We are chanting the name, at the same time, one hand on the phone, communication is going on. How can we relish the name? How can we have a taste of the name? How can we feel the potency of the name? So at the end of the day, the mantra becomes mechanical. Actually, those who are ashramites, they are to see from the eyes of the authority. Seeing from the eyes of the authority as their guru. The ashrama see from the eyes of the authority in sense of the guru. By having this understanding, actually we develop, you know, a unique love. Just like Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, that as a place the Prabhupada mentioned the purport about the relation of the name. It is said that the Lord Sri Krishna's name, form, pastime, etc., cannot be understood by material senses only to one who is engaged in pure devotional service. Under the proper guidance, he is revealed. What is the proper guidance? The proper guidance of taking instructions, you know, from those authority who we are involved in serving under. So from these, we get more inspiration, more enlightenment, as regards to how Krishna can be understood, how we can develop our relationship with Krishna. So these are important points that Srila Prabhupada is mentioning further. And Prabhupada began to give different examples. First of all, he gave different examples. For instance, he mentioned, just as the sun shining is spread all over the universe. The energy of the Lord is spread all over the creation, and everything is resting on the energy, on that energy. Yet, one should not conclude that because he is spread all over, he has lost his personal existence. To refute such argument, the Lord says, I am resting. I am everywhere, and everything is in me, but still I am aloof. There is a principle to this. We hear from the Gita that that there is a lotus grow from the mud, but the lotus never get drawn. So a similar principle is given. And we can clearly understand from this purport the difference between the jiva and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Though the Lord, the material energy, they are all the Lord, and sometimes the Lord involved, but still, He's never involved. The Lord is never involved in the activities of passion, ignorance, and is aloof from this. These are all His energy, but still. But when we have in contact with these things, automatically we get, contaminated. Similarly, all the manifestation that we see and everything that exists, both in the material world and in the spiritual world, are resting on the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The creation takes place by the diffusion of His different energy. And as stated in Bhagavad Gita, He is everywhere present by His personal representation. The diffusion of His different energy. One may argue that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who creates the whole cosmic manifestation, simply by His glance, cannot come within the womb of Devaki, the wife of Vasudeva. To eradicate this argument, Vasudeva said, "My dear Lord, it is not very wonderful that you appear within the womb of Devaki. But the creation was also made in that way. You were lying in the causal ocean as Mahavishnu, and by your breathing, innumerable universe come into existence. Then you entered into each of the universe as Govardhanasai Vishnu. Then again you expand yourself as Shirdhanasai Vishnu and enter into the heart of all living entity and enter even within the atoms. Therefore, your entrance into the womb of Devaki is understandable. In this way, you appear to have entered, but you are simultaneously all-pervading. We can understand your entrance and not entrance. From material example, the total energy remains intact, even after being divided into 16 elements. The material body is nothing but a combination of these five gross elements. Namely, whenever there is a material body, it appears that each element are newly created, but actually the elements are always existing outside the body. Similarly, although you appear as a child in the womb of Devaki, you also existing outside. You are always in your abode. But you still can simultaneously expand yourself into millions of forms. In the latter aspect of the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, one has to understand your appearance with great intelligence, because the material energy is also emanating from you. You are the original source of material energy, just as the sun is the source of the sun shining. The sun shining cannot cover the sun glow, nor can the material energy. Living material energy, being an emanation from you, cover you. You appear to be the turmoils. You appear to be in the turmoils of material energy. But actually, the turmoils of material energy cannot cover you. This is understood by highly intellectual philosopher. In other words, although you appear to be within the material energy, you are never covered by it. This is the point. Although the Lord appeared, within the material world, but he's never covered by the terrors of material nature, just like we. And Vishwananda Chakravarti Thakur has a commentary on this. I was looking at it yesterday. He said, "You, being full of bliss, do not accept the quality of matter, whose essence is suffering. Why? Because you are not covered by the three modes of material nature. Those who are covered by the material modes of nature take those quality, like the jiva. They take the quality because they made with it. The modes of nature, however, never contaminate you, the Supreme Lord. Internally or externally. The living entity, however, upon contacting this object of sound, touch, externally, internally, experience lamentation and illusion. Although you appear to be born, you are not born." This is an interesting point. And Srila Prabhupada has given us a very elaborate purpose full of jewel. But we only try to take few. And Bhagavata and Nisef, Jiva Goswami tells us in his Tattva Sandarbha. He said the Bhagavata teaches in three ways. It teaches like, instruct like a master, like a friend, like a lover. And Srila Prabhupada embodied these three principles. Not only embodied it, he takes us by the hands into his purpose to relish the essence of the aim of Srimad Bhagavatam. But we have to be submissive through the via medium of the authority. Then the essence of the message of Bhagavatam will sink into our hearts. Then we can be inspired, to share this vital. And that also gives another reminder to my mind. We just ran up our Bhaktivedanta course in VHIE. Very sweet. We have so many wonderful we have so many wonderful teachers who are part of it. And on January also we'll be having this Canto 10. January we have the Canto 10 section will begin. So we encourage you, if you really want to have a deep in-depth of this Bhagavatam, be part of that. It's online courses, and there is also maybe, but basically it's online courses now. It's a thing that anyone can achieve also. So in summary, but a person who are less intelligent think that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes within this material world, he has set material quality. Such conclusion are not mature, but are made by the less intelligent persons. So the less intelligent person will definitely doubt the birth of the Lord. Why? Because there is no purification. So when there is purification, we understand, the Lord can do anything. The Lord does whatever he likes. So the less intelligent, we always doubt. But those who are inspired, by the message of Bhagavatam, they will always take to heart that, yes, the Lord is capable of doing anything. Hare Krishna. We have like 10 minutes. Let us take some questions, comments, reflection. Hare Krishna. So we have our senior uncle here, Sutrakriti Baba. So please give us your... Hare Krishna.
Very nice to see you here. Your class this morning. So, whenever you notice, he's going to type Pujari and he reads from Chaitanya Charitamrita to Kaurmantai. So, so many devotees have been inspired by your service. Someone said he's reading to them their pastimes. I said, yes. They also like to hear. I also like the way you continually reference the purport. I don't know why you didn't chant verse this morning.
Thank you.
Someone must chant.
Yeah, thank you. That is a question, right? Okay, nice. Yeah, we will address that question. So, any other question before we enter the program? Okay, yeah, the verse. Prabhuji met me yesterday. Tamasma met me yesterday. Is it today? And say, it's today. It's okay. So I accept it, you know. There was so much schedule. So I don't say I was not fully acquainted, you know. So. Yeah, my apology to that. Apology. And I apologize also to that. So, any other question? Any further question? Okay, we still have some few, 5 minutes more. So, Prabhu, you have some question? Very dedicated, Radha Shama Sundar Pujari. Really dedicated Vaishnava. Okay, Prabhuji has a question.
Can you speak something more about?
Pardon?
Can you speak something more about the? What were you speaking before? Can you add something more to that one?
Like what?
Like giving the birth, maybe giving the birth to Krishna. Can you speak something more about it?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada speak, have elaborate on the purpose. Yes, elaborate. We just take the purpose. The purpose is our life. That is where we have strength to do whatever we want to do. And to understand the birth of the Lord, you know, one has to be fully dedicated to the service of the spiritual master. And I say it so, you know, for us to be inspired, you know, we can say that the spiritual master is not here, but the spiritual master is present by the eyes of the authority. Okay, I will quickly, I don't know if the time, maybe 5 minutes may not be enough for me to, you know, go a little bit deeper on this. If we listen to the authority, automatically we are getting connected with our spiritual master. And once we get connected, you know, in this way, the inspiration from the Bhagavatam will be clearer to us. Otherwise, we may hear so many things from Bhagavatam, you know, but because of the mindset, I want to be, you know, I want everybody to recognize me as the, you know, the number one person, you know, the universal, you know. So this mindset of bodily concept actually does not enhance us to go deeper, to get a flow, in nourishment, you know, a full understanding of what, you know, the essence of Bhagavatam is actually giving. So the birth of the Lord is a little bit mystical. It's mystical. Srila Prabhupada gave that, you know, he emphasized on that. Only by intellectual, those who are, you know, really intellectual. And he gave a distinction. And what is this distinction? How can we get more enlightenment on this? And that's where he said guidance is important. He mentioned that in the purport. He said only to one who is engaged in pure devotional service under proper guidance the Lord is revealed. So we are engaged in the, you know, born of this process of, you know, bhakti is very born of, right? We engage fully, you know, without deviation. Everything about this process is revealed. There is no doubt about it.
What essence you can take from there?
Pardon?
What essence you can take from there?
Very good. The essence is for us to be engage in devotional service without deviation. Don't look here. One street. This is for my spiritual master. And this is for Srila Prabhupada. This is the essence. When there is deviation, then automatically the message of Bhagavatam, the scriptures, become difficult to digest.
Then why we are disturbing here and there?
These are the morals. As was explained in the purport, I didn't have time to really absorb myself in the purport. The moles, the three moles of nature, it's dragging us here and there. So because we are being dragged by the moles of material nature, we cannot concentrate. And this is the difference. Although these moles are the energy of the Lord, but the Lord is never contaminated by these moles. But we are contaminated as soon as we get in contact with them. So by service to the Vaishnavas, by service, you know, following the authority, the whole essence of the Veda becomes clear to us. Last question? Thank you.
Thank you. I'm
going
to ask, what is the difference between devotees and non-devotees?
Nice.
I want to
understand. Very good. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's okay. Mataji's question is that, what is the difference between devotee and non-devotee? There's actually no difference. Because the super soul exists in every jiva, which is mentioned in the purport. The super soul exists in every jiva. But there is one distinction. And what is the distinction? There are some jiva who are awake to their nature, you know, to what is expected, because we all have one peculiar nature. What is that nature as the jiva? A service to the Lord. 8 minutes. So our real nature is to serve the Lord. Some jiva have awakened to this, while some they are still sleeping. Just like in the morning you are in Mangarati, you know, trying to wing off your hand for Granita, you know, chant your rams. But some are still some are still they are still enjoying their sleep, you know. So this is the difference. Some, they have come to that understanding that this is what is expected as, you know, a servant of the Lord. So let me go by that process. Let me do what is there. But why some, they are still sleeping? So this is the difference. Otherwise, there is one peculiar saying. The Parahatman is an all living entity. And because of that Parahatman, that is why, you know, we have this, we have bread. Once the Parahatman leave this body today, now you see, sorry. Srila Prabhupada ki. Tai go Premanande. Hare Krishna.